Hey, I'm kind of sorry. It's hard for me to talk when I have this foot in my mouth. It's time for Devil's Business.
This doesn't taste like a foot. It tastes like 12 inches.
Welcome to the Devil's Business podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Jolly, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
All right, guys, this is going to be the foot in the mouth episode. Before we go to that, I got to talk about that intro, that voiceover we have with that chick. It sounds like we're a porn website, which will work. That's traffic right there, my man.
We're not?
Well, we sell porn.
No, we're not. We're not. I take that back. We're decked.
Yeah, but anyway, we're doing the foot in the mouth episode. We're going to tell stories where we have just dug a hole for ourselves in public. But before we go into that, we're going to go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin, for the promos of the week. Nick, what's up?
Well, next Tuesday, we have Ladies Night at Czar Bar. That's going to be next
Tuesday. What night is it?
Next Tuesday night, Tuesday, July 29th. We do that once a month, so we're going to let you know about that now. That's next week. But
that's favorite.
That is delicious. A good time. $2 sushi specials. If you sign up on the guest list, you get a free vodka martini and then $5 vodka martini for the rest of the night. And then this upcoming week, let's see, our newest event is going pretty well. What is it called, Patrick?
Frisky Whiskey Wednesdays. Frisky Whiskey Wednesdays. Frisky Whiskey Wednesdays at Hangovers.
Well, he didn't do it five times, but three was pretty good. Yeah, Frisky Whiskey Wednesdays at Hangovers. We got $3 fireballs and $4 whiskey drinks. It's a lot of fun. That's our new midweek freak, if you want to call it that. Then every Thursday, Southern Hospitality Thursdays, this upcoming week, we've got DJ Soul Man with Danny M and DJ EU. It's also EU's birthday, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then our biggest night of the week, Fridays, Metro Mental Health Fridays at Cosmo Lava. Go to the website, sign up for free on the guest list, get in there before midnight. And then we do Center promo code, 10% off tickets Friday night, every Illuminate Friday at Opera. And this Friday, we've got Desco and Torres. It's a big deal, so check it out. And then, of course, we do Havana Friday. Sign up on the guest list. You'll get in there free. Moving on to Saturdays, Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. This Saturday, we got our boy from Charlotte, North Carolina, DJ Frenzy.
Oh, sweet. Frenzy's back.
Yeah,
nice.
Raven Murphy. I don't know why he goes by Frenzy, because Raven's
really
cool name.
Much cooler name.
No doubt. And then, of course, we wrap the week up with Sundays at Rockin' Taco. We got Eggs Over EDM. That's our Sunday brunch and day party. I don't even know all the specials right now because there's too many.
Bottomless
and
Mimosas
awesome.
Is all that I care about.
We found a lot of bottoms. You know what I mean? Sorry. Yeah,
that's a good pitch.
No, that'll
come on out, everybody. The service is terrible.
I wasn't saying.
He's talking about butts, about the asses in the seat. There's some hot tricks there.
So that's the week coming up. Check it out. Go to MyFavoriteSin.com and sign up. Discounts, all that stuff.
All right. Before we go into the episode, I do want something. I want to clear the air. I got something that happened this week. I had an epiphany.
I don't even know that girl.
I want to hear this because you've been.
I told Aaron about it, and it was just one of those moments where I suddenly saw myself as the asshole I didn't know I was. Like, there's two types of assholes. There's the asshole that's a purposeful asshole who knows he's being a dick, kind of like the way Nick always is. Just like, I'm going to be a dick.
I was going to say, did you look in the mirror next to me or something?
I always thought I was purposeful asshole and didn't realize I'm just always asshole.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
I went into the bank the other day to make a deposit, and I'm standing in line. I'm standing behind a guy who's waiting. He's the first guy in line waiting. And then there's a guy standing by the teller, and then the teller. And that's it. I walk in the middle of a conversation, and the teller is talking to the guy, the homeboy standing right in front of me. He goes, oh, is that the one with Natalie Portman? And he goes, oh, no, it's Keira Knightley. And they're like, oh, yeah, I always get those two confused. And then he goes, yeah, it's got Mark Ruffalo in it, too. And then the guy standing in front of me starts chiming in. He goes, oh, Begin Again, that movie? And the guy turns around. He goes, yeah, Begin Again. It was a good movie. And the guy's like, oh, I love that movie. It was great. He goes, another good movie is Chef. You should go see Chef. And the guy, the counter's like, Chef, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. I got to take my girlfriend. I killed it on this last movie. She thought it was great. And so I get to pick next movie and stuff. And I like good movies. I just like good movies. And the teller's like chiming in. I'm sitting there. At this point, I have removed my sunglasses. I'm holding the bridge of my nose. And I just let out this loud, audible sigh. I go, oh. Seriously, guys, and it was just one of those where
they're like heckling like a bunch of hens.
Yeah, but they were just
those are girl movies.
I started realizing it's like, I guess, rom-coms.
I love them.
Romantic comedies. Yeah. And I'm sitting there just like staring at them going, this is life. But this is what other people are doing. This is how nice people deal with each other. They interact.
I'm noticing a lack of testosterone in that bank as well.
No, this is how people act, Nick.
Yes.
They talk to each other. They communicate.
I do those.
But to me, it was like a Disney movie. Like there's a cartoon bluebirds flying around their shoulders and shit. And they're like, hey, guys, we're having a good time and talking. And I have to like interject by just looking like so.
You were the voice of reason.
No, yeah. No, you were never that.
I don't think that was reason at all. And the thing with Patrick is he's a purposeful asshole a lot of the time. So he thinks somehow that like makes him never an accidental asshole.
Negates
like,
his normal
assholeness. Yeah, because I'm purposely doing it so often. I just figured, oh, this is just a thing. And I don't. And it was when I was leaving the bank, I suddenly realized those were just people having, because all of a sudden the conversation.
You were so judgy.
I was so judgy. And I'm so cynical. And so I come walking out of it. Because the conversation right after I did that, seriously, God, they just shut up and were like, let's just finish our transaction. And I go to the...
Patrick scratched the record.
Yeah, I basically scratched the record. I'm like, all right, everyone shut the fuck up. We're not doing this. And I walk up to her. Because at this point, the guys just scooted out the door. Walk up to her. I'm like, here, make just a deposit. He goes, how was your day? I'm like, we don't have to do this. We don't have to do this. And it's just like, just deposit, motherfucker. And then I'm walking out the front door, and as I'm walking out the front, it just kind of hit me. I was like, I just fucked up their day. Like, I was just...
Yep, just come on.
I'm a dick.
I have to make the room fit me, and I don't like what's going on.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't find a problem with any of this yet.
That's because you're a dick.
Okay. Yeah. Be that as it may, you're fine, you know.
But the thing is, what's funny about it is these guys are talking about romantic comedies,
which we love.
One thing I know about you two is you love those things.
I love rom-coms.
If I came in and somebody, they were talking about Star Wars, are you kidding me? I'd have been jumping all over that. Like, you know what? Fuck this. Let's spend my whole lunch break talking about Jabba the Hutt. I don't understand you guys.
So yeah, that was just my epiphany for the week. I'm just like, I am a dick. I just like, fuck being happy. Stop liking each other. Because honestly, at this point, with my generation, it's like, look, don't talk to me in person. I'll like it on Facebook.
Right.
Which is the other thing we were talking about, liking. Like,
yes.
All you can do is like something. I can't just click an acknowledge button.
No. Confirm transmission.
Yeah. I saw this, so I only click like now just so you know I saw what you did, and I'm moving on.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, Patrick had posted a sort of emo post, which is unlike him. If you're one of his friends or you're following him, he is just always throwing jokes out there and trying to be funny guy, and I guess he was in a kind of a bad mood. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He was
all sad sack, and he made a slightly emo post. But for him, I was like, oh.
Yeah, he was on the ledge.
I liked it mainly just what I was trying to say is I saw this, and we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, this will be a discussion later.
Yeah, they don't have a button that says, yes, I get it, but I'm going to ridicule you in front of all of our friends for such crap.
It's because it's so wordy. That's just a big
button. it was the word count that got it?
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that you're being sad.
It's being sad.
Anyway, let's jump into the episode. Since Nick seems to want to talk so much, we're going to let Nick do the first foot in the mouth episode. And this is, you're doing worst interview ever.
But I was dating a girl who was a VIP bartender at a very big club in Atlanta. And you know how it is in the nightlife when the holiday season rolls around and everybody has their holiday parties. Mm-hmm. And that is just, you've been to them. You've been to them with me, Patrick. That's a shit show. It's open bar. I met the owner. I'd known him, and there's two owners of this club, so I'm sitting there talking to this guy, and I wasn't too inebriated yet, you know, a little buzz where I'm like, you know, outgoing, talking, whatever, and I was talking to him, I guess, about a job doing graphics or something. Like, we were already working at the club doing promos, and I started talking to the, and he's in a, mind you, very, very nice Italian suit. I mean, he's a multimillionaire, right?
Okay, so your first job interview for this guy, beyond promoter, was
basically pitching him my graphic services, right?
To you try know, to get
yeah,
more,
it was very casual,
drum up
get
more business,
right? Absolutely. So apparently, something was going on with me and the girl at the time. So I was kind of drowning my my sorrows with alcohol because we were in a fight. You know how you do that?
Self medicate, and I'm out.
Right, right. So I had already talked to the owner about, you know, hey man, I want to fucking work for you, do flyers, do do do. And I was starting to, you know, the wheels were starting to fucking come apart. Shit. At a certain point, I blacked completely out. And my girlfriend.
So
at
you're
the time,
still standing upright and moving around.
Yeah,
but you're
yeah.
acknowledging what's going on is gone.
My brain had shut off, but it was still going.
Oh, God.
And
the motor's running, no one's behind the wheel.
Nobody. And this is, mind you, this is the Christmas party at this giant fucking club. So liquor's still just flowing. It doesn't matter if I'm just like checked out. They're still giving me fucking. This was Jägerbomb day. So Jägerbombs, and I was drinking Captain and Ginger, and I was getting lit. Lit. And apparently, and I have to go on this by stories because this is what people told me. by the end of the night, everybody's gathered around, and it's mostly the people that just, you know, the core people of this club, like the high-end bartenders, the owners, and a couple of other important people in the office, right? And my girlfriend at the time was sitting there, and she's close to the owner. And apparently I did what I always do when I was blacked out, and I bull rushed him because I was like, I've got something to say. So I jump in the circle, and I guess my girlfriend's to the left, and the owner of the club is to the right, and he's wearing probably a $2,000 Armani suit.
Nice.
And my full cocktail is in the hand that's about to go around his shoulders. And nice. 15 minutes prior, maybe a little longer, because I did kind of fucking devolve. And I throw my arm around him, and I dump my full drink across his $2,000 suit.
Nice.
Needless to say, I was just choking on my fucking laces on that one.
Yeah, no
nice.
Shit. Yeah. I mean, did you get the job, or did they never talk to you?
I didn't get fired, but I didn't get promoted either.
Jeez.
To the owner of that club, I do apologize.
My favorite part about Nick is when he gets really drunk, because you're, what, 240 pounds?
220.
I'm giving you a couple. So
that was a lot.
220 pounds. And when he gets really, really drunk, it's like giving a 5-year-old the keys to a bulldozer. Like,
I'm happy.
That's
though.
Not. Look,
that's not a positive.
That's dangerous. With God.
Well, I'll take the next story. This happened years ago. I was living in an apartment in Alpharetta. So I got to the bar that's closest stumbling distance from my apartment. And I'm drinking and shit. And I'm talking to this chick. And she's kind of hot. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was just on. It was like I had the right amount of alcohol in me.
I'm killing right now.
Yeah, where I'm crushing it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so smooth. Like, I'm just everything. I have a joke for everything. I'm being really charming. I buy her a couple drinks. Everything's going good. And I know she's wearing a necklace with a ring. Looks like a diamond ring on it.
Oh.
And I'm like, what's that? And she goes, it's the ring from my ex-fiance. I'm like, oh, I have an ex-fiance as well. I was like, you know you're supposed to give that fucking ring back, right?
That sounds like a promise ring that was said no and they put it on the necklace.
Hold on. And but somehow I was able to escape past that. That's when my shoe started entering my mouth. Didn't realize it. And we kept talking. I was like, oh, I have an ex-fiance too. Basically just bulldogged the conversation about me and my ex-fiance.
Sure.
Yeah, we do
I'm
that.
I'm going into it. I'm like, oh, she's a crazy bitch and blah, blah, blah. And, so how did your relationship with your ex end? And she goes, he committed suicide.
Oh,
and I'm staring at her. Now, this is the part where I should suddenly have remorse and be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And, like, play the sympathy card. No, because Patrick's being hilarious right now. And tequila's making me even fucking funnier, man. I was killing it. So now's the time to drop even a funnier line to just snap her out of this funk that I just said.
Give it.
And I just look at her. I'm like, wow, he committed suicide. He really didn't want to marry your ass. Now.
Yeah, you got so laid.
Yeah, back to the fact that I don't realize I'm an asshole. I said this to her, and it didn't immediately spark to me that I just said something completely horrible to this poor woman.
Right. It's beyond offensive.
It wasn't until I left and walked away, because I guess she kind of left. Okay, she left. And then I decided, it's like, fuck it, I'm out. All right, and I'm walking out the door. I'm like, wow, I got cold fast. I don't know what that fridge bitch's problem is. As I'm walking, I was like recapping the conversation. That's when it hit me. Like, it wasn't when I said it. It was like 20 minutes later as I'm stumbling back to my apartment. I'm like, wait, what the fuck did I just say?
Happens to me too, dude.
Because I was too busy being the fucking hilarious guy. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to pound that pussy. And
so proud of him right now.
I could cock block myself, man.
Nice.
But the next story, I'm just going to scoop past it because I just ruined that girl's life. it was already fucked up.
Well, you can't compete with a martyr anyway, so go ahead.
So the next story, Aaron, you're going to do the in case of emergency, double down.
Recently, actually, it was Patrick's birthday, and we all went out to celebrate. And there's this thing about all of us, but I tend to notice it a lot with Patrick. We have little dogs. We have little dogs, and we're little dog enthusiasts. And the more time we spend with these dogs, the more we find ourselves like looking at pictures of puppies on the internet.
Being very, very gay.
Emailing them to each other.
Funny videos.
Yeah, I'm guilty, too. I send you links all the time.
Yeah, no, now we've adopted
the football
Nick
gif. The football.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's adorable dog with football.
I know. Anyway.
So we'll find ourselves talking about this. Oh, it's so adorable. And one thing we have in common is sometimes these puppies are so adorable. You just want to just eat them up.
And that's actually something Aaron always says, because he calls his little Pomeranian, he calls it a little slice of angel food cake, and I just want to eat it. Well, at some point, and this came completely honestly from me, out of my mouth. This was not like I pre-thought this would be.
I believe it's sincere.
Yeah. It was like it poured out of my face. Same thing with the, you didn't want to marry your ass. It poured out of my mouth with such conviction that I must have meant it. Because he says, you know, he sees his puppy always, oh, I want to eat it up. I was looking at the dog. I'm like, it's so cute. I want to put it right in my butt. Like, that was my way of, that was my equivalent to eat it.
Not bad. Like, it's not gross. I just want to stick it in my butt.
But, like, it was like, that was how I felt about the situation. I just want to put it in my butt.
And yeah, I get it. It's okay.
Just trying to express.
But it means the same thing.
It means the same thing.
I want it inside me. That's the go.
So.
Wow.
So. This became a thing after he said it the first time.
Right. So now it was like everything. I'm like, oh, I love this movie. I want to put it in my butt. And I've basically been chewing up Aaron's ear with putting things in
your butt. Yeah. And I would chastise him a little bit too. I'm like, man, it is not the same.
That's bad optics, man.
You're adding a little weird to it.
I just filled up my tank with gas. I want to put it in my butt.
Right. It was such a regular thing around the house. But I kind of understood that when out in public, they're not going to get that, especially on Facebook. I can't put like, oh my God, I love the puppy. I want to put it in my butt. Like,
yeah, but we forget that we're in public.
Especially after some cocktails. So it was my birthday party. Big boss man, Daddy Warbucks over here, Nick, paid for like two bottles. They gave us a free bottle. So we were drunk as shit. And Aaron was being super smooth. You were talking to some lady.
Yeah. Look, there was this chick right outside of our VIP table wearing this like low cut black dress that was actually kind of fancy. It was bordering on evening gown. It was really nice though. It was a really sexy dress. And I decided I would, she's standing right there. I decided I would chat with her for a minute about it.
Or try to offend her.
Yeah. So I just start chatting with the chick and I was like,
I can see the body language. He's laying it on thick. He's being really, you know, cavalier and suave.
Finger clicky and
she's hot. She's a hot chick.
She's a very beautiful woman.
And we're sitting there talking for just a second, and she brought up the dress. She was like, I wore this out, but I don't know. I feel like it, I could have done a little better. No, I feel a little weird.
She was digging for a compliment.
Right. And so I wanted to give that compliment to her.
sure. I know. I
like
you.
The dress.
I get you.
And so I just jump in there. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I love this dress. It looks so great on you. I just want to put it in my butt. No, I was startled. I was startled that I said it, and I was like,
"That does look like he was as shocked as she was that he said it."
Not in public, dumbass.
And I was like, "Oh, and it's not even my line. I've never said it before.
He's only chastised me about it.
It just jumped out of me because I heard it so much." And
you are right. I learned it from watching you.
It made things weird instantly to the point where she felt like she needed backup. She wasn't sure about the situation anymore. I could tell right away. She reaches over, like has to lean a little bit because there's this guy about four or five feet
away. Help.
And like grabs this guy who's wearing this.
So now at this point, I'm watching this. She's still kind of smiling like, oh, what? Okay. And then like reaches over, hey, I got to come here.
I'm taken. This guy is an older gentleman and obviously a wealthy guy. And he's wearing this big fancy cowboy hat.
He looks like an oil tycoon.
He looks like an oil tycoon.
Yeah.
And a bolo tie.
You weren't paying attention. Yeah, bolo tie. He looks like oil tycoon from Texas. And he's like, this is my little wife. Because it was his fucking wife.
Yeah. And so she was like, hey, let me introduce you to my husband. I was like, oh, shit.
Never mind.
She has taken this the total wrong way. It is bad.
Yeah,
I said
like,
that.
I'm going to get hit in the face.
I'm like, yeah. And now Tex here is going to beat the shit out of me. And I was like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. I got to charm my way out of this. I was like, hey, man, nice to meet you. I knew I had to try to save this real quick and, diffuse the situation in case they were taking it weird. And so I'm like, hey, man, I really like that hat. I like it so much I want to put it in my butt. I thought I would double down. You know what I mean? Just like face it.
Like I made something bad. I'll make it better by doing it again.
Like, oh no, that's just what I say.
This guy's so weird. He wants to stick your hat and my dress in his butt.
Yeah, there's no exit line though. After you've said that to two people that are now startled and staring at you.
Come on, Craig. Let's get back to Kennesaw Mountain.
there's no exiting the situation.
No way to get out of it. And he just stared at me blankly. He just stared at me blankly.
You think Tex, he's like, you know, he's like looking at his wife in the crowd. He goes, "We ain't never coming down to Atlanta again. That's where it got too close to Midtown. It's crazy."
they talked about you in the car.
You were a conversation boy.
Yeah, God, I was. So anyway, all I could do at that point, it was terrible and awkward, is I just turned around and walked away. I didn't say anything else.
Yeah.
I walked over to where Patrick was. I was like, "That was terrible what just happened, and I fucking blame you."
Yeah, he just came over, and I'm kind of drunk, and he starts telling me the story, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was crying because he's like, "I just told both of people I won't put things that they were wearing in my butt."
I don't even know them.
Where was I yelling at that other guy that we didn't want in there?
You were causing some kind of menace.
Yeah, you were off offending people or doing whatever you do. All right, that's going to bring us to our last part of the newest segment that I love. It's called The Vent.
Cock, balls, 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 cock, balls, cock,
damn it,
cock, cunt, face.
I fucking hate this segment.
This is The Vent. This is the part where we get to bitch about the shit that pisses us off. It's never racist, sexist, or anti-Semitic, but it could be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. Who wants to go first and vent about the shit that pisses them off?
So this fucking guy, dude, I'm coming back from where McDonald's or, you know, whatever, irrelevant. And I'm in the right-hand lane. This fucking guy, it's Atlanta drivers, man. He's in the left-hand lane. I'm in the right, clearly. So in the left-hand lane, he mashes his brakes and takes a right to a business on the right-hand side of the road.
So he cuts right in front of you.
So, yeah. So I almost fucking T-boned the guy. So, like, I slam on my brakes. I'm honking. I'm sliding, like, and then I have to, like, do evasive maneuvering. So I fucking turn the wheel. I should, like, jump up on the sidewalk, almost hit a fucking brick wall, and come within 3 inches of his fucking door. And then he just pulls away. And you know that moment where you're like, this guy pissed me off. I'm either going to, like, oh, that guy sucks, shitty drivers, and drive away.
You have options. You can either just...
Or you chase him down and let him know how you feel. So I chase him down and let him know how
you
feel.
Because you're a dick.
Stepping into crazy.
So I blocked him into his parking spot, and I told him that he could have killed me, and I want to fucking kill him, and he's a piece of shit.
So you're shouting at him. What if he decided, oh, yeah, get out of your car, motherfucker. We're going to hobble out.
I'm not getting out.
With your crutch? You're going to hit him with your crutches?
I got a supercharged 3.8 liter V6 that'll fucking have words with that keg shaker.
He gets out.
No, but my knee hurt, man. Fuck him, dude. That was bullshit, dude. Fucking who? You're in the left lane and...
So bad drivers is what pisses you off this week?
Fuck them, man. This is bullshit. You should know how to drive.
I'll go a second. This is something that...
I'm serious!
I see that. You look very serious.
Something that cranked me up this last week. Every Thursday, people call it hashtag TBT, which is Throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. And people on the Facebook machine or on the Instagrams, they post pictures of them way back in the day. Normally it's in high school or hang out with old friends and shit like that. Some years old, you know. You haven't seen this picture in forever.
Yeah.
And this past Thursday, Aaron crushed it with his picture where Winner. He looks like The Cure. And...
from the 90s. Who does that?
I've seen Hopper. I've done it
The
all.
People we hang out with post pictures from the 90s. They're babies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's our fault, though. So anyway, I post some old picture of myself way back in the day when I had the mohawk and all that shit.
Oh, I saw that.
I was like, well, that's a decent enough one. It's from when I first started going out to the clubs and shit. And I start seeing other girls posting pictures. And I'm basically saying that females are the worst at this, at Throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. Because I'm seeing girls post like, oh my God, Throwback Thursday. And they show a picture of them from Thanksgiving this year.
Or dude,
just last year.
I saw one. A girl goes, Throwback Thursday. And it was 3 months prior when she met her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So this girl goes,
I was washing the sands of time.
So at first that kind of got under my skin. I saw this chick. She's like, oh my God. You know, Throwback Thursday. I'm like, dude, that was months ago. That's
you look the same.
Yeah. And I blame it on the fact that they've gotten hot now and they don't want to show you how gawky and awkward they were back in high school. So they're just going to keep it in hot picture mode.
Yeah, but that's the point of Throwback Thursday. Yeah.
Own it. Look exactly. What Aaron did.
But it didn't start to crank me up too bad. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, that bitch is a fucking calling out Throwback Thursday. It's less than a year old. That's not a throwback. And then what sold it on me, getting pissed, is I saw that chick post something. She goes, Throwback Thursday. It was a picture from last Thursday.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was literally a
no way.
She literally threw back to Thursday.
Yes, 7 days.
Where she could throw a ball and actually make it.
Yes, it was a stupid thing, and it just cranked me up. And I'm like, that's not Throwback Thursday, you stupid slut. Like, Jesus Christ. The thing, like, you're not getting the fucking game.
I think there should be like a minimum, like a Throwback Thursday minimum of 5 years, right?
I always, yeah, if you get within like 5 years, you're good.
Yeah, if you look different.
That's what I'm saying, if your style is so fucking different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that's solid. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's solid.
And Throwback Thursday, I was in love 3 months ago. Look at my face. See the love?
Why don't you do a Throwback Thursday to your ex-boyfriend? Just say how your current boyfriend feels about it.
Throwback Thursday, no picture. I was in the womb. Is that a thing?
Yeah, Saul posted that. He posted a picture of a sperm going into an egg. Goes, is that throwback enough for you, Patrick? Yeah.
Throwback Thursday, a little fucking cum load. My dad jerked off on the side of the fucking house. Does that qualify?
You're looking at me weird. Okay,
Your birth story is kind of weird.
You don't understand how birth works, do you?
Is your mother a house?
Or is your mom just scooping up random semen she finds in the house and throwing it in her vagina?
2x4, 4x4, whatever it took.
Throwback, Mr. Mom.
Aaron, do you have a throwback? Do you have a vent?
I do, and it's actually one that's been bothering me for quite some time. And it's not for everybody. Like, you guys are; those are pretty universal. Mine's a little niche, and it's George R. R. Martin.
Who is George R. R. Martin?
George R. R. Martin writes the books, the Game of Thrones books.
That's popular.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
I've never heard of it.
Yes. Well, I started watching Game of Thrones, and I watched a few episodes of the first season. I was like, hey, man, this is really good. And, man, I was looking up on the internet a little bit and found out that this is like this really great book series. And I was like, you know what? A lot of time I like to get the books on the audiobooks and listen to these things and then watch it so that I can just be totally catty during the movie or whatever. Like,
let me tell you what,
this is nothing
book.
Like a book.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I've learned about books. They fuck up movies.
Yeah, they do.
That's a stance.
They do. But in this case, man, Game of Thrones, the TV show, is pretty good. It's got differences, but it's completely forgivable. I feel like they do a pretty good job to stick to the spirit of the thing.
Right.
And my fucking problem is the spirit of the thing. George R. R. Martin.
Spirit.
He is a mean old man. Somebody named Stark, like, banged his high school girlfriend or something like that, or you know, poured blood on his head at the prom. They did something that really pissed him off, and he writes these books, and he like makes you like these Starks, and then he just fucking kills them in the most brutal ways possible, and he hates you. He hates you, the reader. And unlike a lot of books, people read or listen to books to kind of get away and think about something else, whatever. If I wanted to know just how shitty life is and I wanted to see how good things happen to bad fucking people and good people get shit on, if I wanted to see that, I would just like go to my Facebook feed or maybe sit in the fucking food court at the mall and just watch real life.
Question every book you've ever read.
I'm not. He is a mean old man that just pisses me the fuck off.
With your resounding endorsement, I think I want to go watch the show.
Oh, my God.
I watch a show, and all it's fucking
we
killing.
Talked about that. Yeah. We were like, fuck that show.
Everyone's fucking getting killed. That's all I saw.
I feel like he hates me personally.
The whole thing, I was watching it, and it was like there was constant titty showing up, which I appreciated.
I'm listening.
And then someone's getting their head cut off for no fucking reason because they wandered off too far or something. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So the whole time I'm watching the show, I have a boner, and I'm scared. It's like high school all over again for me. I am nervous, and I'm ejaculating.
What do I do with this?
I don't know where to put this. Does anybody want to hang out with me? All right. This has gotten weird. If you have any stories about putting your foot in your mouth, or if you have a vent, something you want to bitch about and you want to get off your chest, email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, and we'll read the story on the episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.